Hi, this is Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Today we're in John chapter 16. We're going to finish the chapter, that great passage, John 16, that brings us to the point where Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross and he is equipping his disciples. So look at what he says here in John 16, verse 25. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own house, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We've only got a few moments left, but this is crucial that you understand this. This John 16 text, particularly this last verse that I read, verse 33, is absolutely essential to understand. Now Jesus says to them, now you are understanding clearly one God in three persons, the role of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in creation, redemption, and providence. No figurative speech, no allegories, no parables. This is plain speaking to you. And they say, well, now we believe. And he says, oh, you believe? I know you believe, but I also know you're about to abandon me. You're all going to be scattered. When he is arrested and goes to the cross, out of their sorrow and in their fear, they will be scattered. He said, but people will think I'm alone, but I'm not alone, for the Father is with me. And not only as we know, the Father is with him, but the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon him. And except for that moment when he is taking all of the hell due to his people on the cross, the Father is with him. But in that moment, the Father abandons him. The Father brings judgment of separation from him. And all of the torment for all the sins of all of his people will fall upon him in that moment. But all the way to that cross, the Father will be with him. And then the Father will send Holy Spirit, who will bring Jesus forth from the grave. And then he says, you will now know who I am, sent by the Father, and now you will know the Father through me. And then he says, then I'm going to the Father. And I'm going to the Father, and I'm going to leave you in the world. But I don't want you to be of the world, I want you to be in the world. In other words, I want you in the world, I just don't want the world in you. So I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. He's going to be with you. Now let me tell you what's going to happen to you in the world. Because the Holy Spirit's in you, you are in me, and therefore you have peace. You have peace with God, and you have the peace of God. You have peace with God because you're forgiven. You have the peace of God because the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and the Word of God has been given to you. But in the world, you're going to have tribulation. This world that you're in, stay in it. Don't leave it. Don't flee it. You're going to want to flee it because the world is going to attempt to intimidate you, silence you. It will attempt to martyr you. It will do all of those things. But you take courage. In me, you have peace. That's a promise from the Prince of Peace. Peace with God and the peace of God in your soul. In the world, here's another promise. You will have tribulation. So you will have tribulation. Now how do you live in the world that is assaulting you with the peace of Christ within you and peace with God through Christ for you? How do you do that? He says, keep your eyes fixed on me. I have overcome the world. My brothers and sisters, we are overcomers. How? Through him who has loved us. For he has won the victory. Not going to win it. He's coming back to consummate the victory, but he's already won it. He has raised the flag. The triumph has been declared. We live in the triumph of Christ even under the assault of the world and its tribulation. So take courage. Hold on. Stand firm. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and go seek and save the lost. Rescue the perishing. Jesus is Lord and has won the victory. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.